We're only 16, you know, or so, just boys, really. And my mate Michael had this big V8 Monaro, you know. And, you know, I grew up in Canberra. We grew up in Canberra, where the city of cars, the city designed for cars, you know. So every young man grows up with cars and the V8. And so we're cruising down the Uriarra Crossing. We're going to go out to the Brindabella Ranges and, you know, pick some mushies, you know. We cruise across Uriarra Crossing doing about 80 and hit that corner just at the end of it, a sharp left. The rear end of the car slides out and we're all excited, filled with, we're so powerful. We cruise around the next left-hander, we're hanging it sideways, we're doing about 120 kilometres an hour, and there's this big eagle, a big wedge-tailed eagle, an Australian native bird that is endangered on the side of the road, picking roadkill. Michael hits the brakes and smoke pisses out from the tyres as we screech towards this big eagle. The eagle tries to get lift, it flaps its wings, and it's right in front of the car, its wingspan wider than the bonnet of the car. It tries again to get lift as the tyres are still screeching and we're trying to stop, right? But nah, the bird is sucked under the car like a mosquito into an exhaust fan. We hear the bird roll under the car and eventually the car comes to a stop sideways on the road. We jump out and there's this big eagle looking at us with anger and violence. One of its wings is twisted and contorted and it can't fly anymore. It's had it. But it's still alive and ready to take us on. And we go up to sort of look at it and it's going us, you know, this big huge beak and big talons that could, you know, take flesh off your arms if you went near it. And it's going at us because we just ran it over. And Michael says, "Can't, let's just leave it, let's just go. We're going up to the Brindies, right?" And I'm like, "No, we can't leave this bird. Look at it, it's still alive, man. It's in pain, we can't leave it." And Michael's like, "Come on, let's go." And I'm like, "No, we've got to do something about this bird. We've got to, I don't know, I didn't know about wires. I didn't know about vets that would do operations for free. We couldn't even catch the bloody thing. We couldn't go near it, it was going to take us on. You know, we tried to throw a blanket over it and, you know, we tried a lot of things and Michael said, "Fuck it, let's just go." And I'm like, "No, we've got to do something about this bird. It's in pain, you know." So I just like summoned up all my energy and just picked up this huge rock, you know, just picked up this, did a squat, lifted up this huge rock and sort of waddled over to this big bird, this eagle that would come up above my knees, you know. And the bird's just gone for me with that big beak and I've just, out of fear, dropped the rock. Smothered that bird. It was just flattened by the rock. It's still moving, but flattened by the rock. You know, I said, "Michael, we had to do it. We had to put this bird out of its misery, you know." We get back in the car and we drive away and Michael says, "You know, eagles are monogamous creatures." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He said, "You know, they only have one lover in their whole life." And then I'm thinking of that eagle, you know, trying to get flight, trying to lift and get flight through the rock, you know, and it goes through the rock and flies off over the Brindabella Ranges down to the south coast and sees its lover, you know, fishing, and flies over next to its lover and its lover doesn't hear it. Its lover sits on its perch, you know, squawking, whatever eagles do, calling out for its lover, "Where are you? Where are you?" But the eagle's just a spirit making its way to the heavens, you know, and it takes a while to figure out that it can't be with its lover. So the car was killed by the bird for me.